obviously it's not what we wanted, but we had enough time to get it done, and that's why we went ahead and did it.
Jordy, the one thing that non-doctors keep asking me is, well, why didn't you do this sooner, especially since I think Schefter had that this has bothered you since college?
That's a little over the top. It's happened in college, and it went away. I have not been playing with it the last 6 years, so that's a little over. You can't believe everything you see on TV. No, you want to avoid surgery as much as possible. That's what we tried to do, and thought we had it taken care of, and then we realized we didn't.
Jordy, is it the same thing, real similar to what James had? Is it the same procedure, a similar procedure?
Yeah, I think so. When I've talked to JJ and Doc, it's similar. Yeah.
How long did it take him to come back to?
I don't know. His was a little different because he was in the off season, so you approach it in a different way. I know that, and I think his was a little more severe than mine. So.
Did you have a flare-up the day after practice or something that grew? Or
something that grew?
You know, it got worse as time went on.
Yeah, I mean, something happened in practice, and then it flared back up. So right away I knew it, and like I said, there was enough time left before opening week that we felt we could hopefully kind of get in and get out and be ready to go. So that was our plan, and that's what we're still hoping for.
Is it a nerve issue?
I don't know.
Well, yes, you do.
I'm not the doctor.
Did you talk to one?
I do. There was a knee issue, and there's multiple things in a knee.
What kind of relief have you felt since the surgery and now in your rehab?
It's felt good. We're slowly progressing still. I've been able to do different things with different stuff that the trainers have in there for us to kind of speed the process up. So it's felt good. We're right on where we thought we would be, and hopefully it continues that way.
It limited you more with your speed, your cutting, stopping and starting?
It limited me with my health. Multiple things, to be honest with you. I wasn't going to be able to be probably 100%. And it was something that I would have been able to play through if it would have happened, you know, in season or something. But like I said, there was enough time that we kind of took the chance that if everything went smooth that we could get in and out during training camp and hopefully have a healthy 16-game season.
So is your timetable to at least maybe try and get on the field maybe next week before Kansas City and get a full week at work?
We haven't put much on it. Our main goal is San Fran. And that's just, like I said, that's a goal. You never know what will happen, and we'll just continue to take it day by day.
Are you at the point of your career where you can just practice a week and then get out there for week one? I mean, you know the offense and everything else.
Yeah, I think mentally, yes, but you want to be in shape. So you want to get out there as soon as possible, try to get as much done as possible.
Dang, you guys got me sweating over here.
High pressure.
So, yeah, we want to get out as soon as possible. There's things that you can do, like I said, in the training room, in the indoor, to hopefully get your win somewhat close. But football's football, and you got to play games to really be in shape.
Have you been running yet at all? Have you been able to do any running yet?
Yeah, that varies. There's, like I said, there's multiple ways to do running. There's a new machine that we got last year in the training room that can take your body weight off. So it allows you to run and not put all the padding on your legs. So that helps out a lot with all rehabs. And so we're progressing right on schedule.
I was going to ask a non-knee question. What are your observations of the offense without you, without Randall? I mean, you've watched the games, obviously. You've watched the practices or some of them. What do you kind of feel like the offense is considering that two of the top guys aren't participating?
I think they did well. I mean, last week, and that's the only thing. I mean, you can really base off of Jermichael stepped up, had a big game. I mean, obviously they wanted to get it in the end zone, but they were able to move the ball up and down the field. Running game looked great. So, like I said, beginning of camp, we need these young guys to step up because at some point in time we'll rely on them. So they're getting their opportunities. Some of them are making the most of them. Some of them are, you know, hanging in there. So they got a couple more weeks, and we look forward to watching them.